Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we love having Sunny Anderson, Food Network personality, on the program. She's, of course, an Air Force veteran, military brat. She's been all over the world. She knows her food. She loves huevos rancheros. She's fantastic. You know her from the shows Cooking for Real. How'd that get on my plate? And Homemade in America with Sunny Anderson, and she's currently co-host on The Kitchen. But now she's a judge on some new seasons of Barbecue Brawl, along with Bobby Flay, Ann Burrell. And I can't wait to talk to you, Sunny, about barbecue. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain. You know, barbecue is my life. I say footprints in the snow. Because I'm in New Jersey, it likes the snow, but I still like to grill. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for this competition with these two iron chefs.
Yeah, okay, so first of all, what do you know about barbecue? What do you know about barbecue?
Exactly. Well, you know, what a lot of people don't know, because I love to talk about my veteran status or, you know, all the places I've lived growing up, but I don't talk a lot about my grandparents. And my granddad in South Carolina was a pig farmer. My granddad in North Carolina, we had pig farmers in the family, so he was always the pit master when I went home.
Both are
very esteemed with what happens with the griller, were at least. And so that trickles down to me through my parents. And for us, grilling and cooking outside was, you know, it was the family thing. It's what we did. We went camping a lot growing up as well. So I'm good on a live fire. And then when we did The Kitchen during quarantine, every single episode, I was out on my grill and people were like, why are you showing us your kitchen? Get inside. And I'm like, but I like grilling.
Right.
So quiet is kept. They got something coming if they think that I'm just going to come in there and not know what I'm doing, you know?
Well, I like to hear that you go camping. I love camping, and that is where, you know, now are you good at starting a fire? That's, you know, that's an art.
Yes. Well, like Flint? Like, you know, I mean, I'm not like naked and afraid good, you know, but I can definitely start a fire out in the brush. Yeah.
Well, okay. So this show, Barbecue Brawl, that you're judging, my only problem with it is that it's set in California. Everybody knows there's no good. We're based in Kansas City, Missouri. Okay, we're based in the home of barbecue. There's no good barbecue in California.
I just came to Kansas City. All right,
really?
I was hosting the show NFL Takedown, Tailgate Takedown.
Oh, right. Yeah,
delicious barbecue there. But I also have some really, really good Vietnamese food there, and I wish I could tell you the name of the place. But man, if anyone wants to know, you slide in my DMs on Instagram, and I'll tell you the name of the place. I'll find it. But yeah, so I agree with you. California, not known for barbecue. That we knew of, okay? I didn't know.
Right.
But when I got there, apparently, not only is this area, this is North Cali, are they known for barbecue, but they've got their own barbecue apparatus that is known in the region called a Santa Maria Grill. And the Santa Maria Grill was put together by the Mexican cowboys, and, you know, it's from the pioneer times. If you look at it online, if you look up a Santa Maria Grill, it gives you medieval vibes. But it's just basically a huge, wide, open grill with a level that you raise and lower with a chain that you crank on the side. It's all wrought iron. You put your coals and your briquettes down there, and you can kind of raise or lower your food closer to the heat element as you're cooking it. And you can cook a lot on it. So, yeah, I agree. You know, we don't really think of Cali as like the barbecue place. As I say that jokingly, there's someone in your city right now from California saying, hold on. We know what we're doing there.
Well,
and they're right. You know, there are some people that know what they're doing.
We're talking to Food Network personality Sunny Anderson, back here on the National Defense and the new series Barbecue Brawl. And, you know, you're right. So my daughter lives in Los Angeles. And every time I go out there, my first question is, okay, let's can we get some barbecue? And there's never an answer. I mean, the closest we've come is Korean ribs. Korean ribs.
And, oh, yeah.
Which are fantastic. I mean, I'm in love with Korean ribs.
Yeah, Korean ribs are delicious. Yeah, but it's not like what you think when you're thinking, you know, burnt ends and, you know, baked beans and
yes.
Tea, you know, the spread. I feel you on that. But yeah, come on, Korean ribs. I mean, that's the first place I went when I was in the Air Force was South Korea. So
okay,
I'm so excited to see that food really take a run now.
Well, okay, so you mentioned the Air Force. I want to ask you about that a little bit. As you know, our audience is active duty military veterans and their families. You know about Armed Forces Radio Network. When you transitioned out from the Air Force, kind of take us through that, if you will. Was it an easy transition?
Yes. Cause, so I was at AFKN in Korea on air, and then I got back to San Antonio, and they used to have AF News there. I don't know if it's still there, but it was the Armed Forces News Agency. So we had radio and TV and print in there. And when I was in the military at AF News doing radio news, I also had a radio job outside in the civilian world DJing. And so that part was easy because as I was working full-time for the military, I also then worked part or full-time hours really in the civilian world. So the transition was easy for me because I put one foot out when I was still in, right? And obviously you have to ask for permission from your commander and blah, 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 and all that stuff. And I was doing TDY a lot. So, you know, when I would come back from TDY doing a news story, I would just slide back into the civilian schedule when I could on air. But that transition was easy for me because I was in a career field that translated. And then I also obviously got a job in that same career field. So that's my number one suggestion is if you're doing something that does easily translate or you already know what you want to do on the outside, just start doing it while you're on the inside, while you're in the military.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't afraid to move to where the money was. I think the military also trains us in that it's okay to move. And so even though I was tired of moving because I'd grown up in the military moving and then I joined it, I moved to another city where I could get a job in radio and then also eat my way through that city.
We're talking to Food Network personality Cerny Anderson here on the National Defense. Yeah, that's great advice, and it's stuff that we talk about in this show all the time, is if you have a passion for something, or if you know exactly, like you talked about, what you want to do when you get out of the military, go ahead and put a foot into that world and start that transition, because that's so important. And then, you know, you talk about moving a lot, and you know that's my story as a morning show host for 20 years. You get fired, you move, and that's just the nature of the beast in radio. And so when we started this show, I've actually been in this same location in Kansas City, Missouri for 10 years, and it feels weird. It kind of just feels weird not moving.
Yeah, I totally get it. It's like you get the itch. You know, and it's all, and congratulations for being at one place in radio.
Yeah. Well, the only way I could make that happen is I had to start my own thing so I wouldn't be fired.
Well, and that's what ownership is where it's at. And, you know, but when you do mornings, we all know it's the scariest position to be in. Mornings or afternoons, because they are the turnover positions in radio. You know, I was in middays most of my career, so I felt I was able to coast. You know what I mean? I was under the wire.
No, listen. Hey, middays are tough too.
Middays are tough because we've got to pull the audience from the morning show all the way to the afternoon. So I agree. You know, there's a skill to that. But when it comes to, you know, turnover, definitely the morning shows and the stress of the morning show. And it's a heavy lifting. You want to wake people up happy and give them the news and the weather and the traffic and, you know, play their favorite song. And it's a lot of work. And I enjoy it though.
So now
when smiling, and think it's fun, that's when you know you're doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's what I found the key to anything, really, any kind of job. If you're enjoying it and you got a passion for it and you're having a good time, other people around you have a great time. And that's what you think. I really think all of that training really kind of prepared you for the Food Network and what you're doing now, don't you?
100%. Yeah, I say it a lot. You know, I went to DINFOS, which is a defense information school, and I'm still using the skills that I learned there. And then also growing up in the military, you know, I had a dad who was high ranking, but acted like he wasn't. And so I also then allows me to realize, like, we're just humans, you know, it's no big deal. So it just allows me to get to work and do what I want to do, which is, you know, share food and stories and memories connected to food. And, you know, whatever I'm broadcasting is going to be something I love. So it's going to be easy.
You know, I love the idea of the barbecue brawl, but I want to see a show where you arm wrestle Robert Irvine.
Impossible. Are you kidding me? One time we were on tour together. Like a guy had this tour. He was going around the country and he would invite, you know, different friends out to come out and cook with him. And so one city invited Robert and I out. We're about to go on stage and I look over and this guy is doing push-ups. And I said, what are you doing? And listen, I told him I'm going to tell this story forever. And listen, this was probably a good 15 years ago. I'm still telling the story. This guy's doing push-ups. And he's already jacked, you know, he's Robert Irvine. And I said, what are you doing? And he told me, this is the first time I'd heard it, now I know this is a thing you guys do, is that he felt that the push-ups right before he goes on helps make his muscles extra tone in the moment or something. And I just thought, you know, this, first of all, would never work for me. I don't have any muscles like that.
Oh, that is great. Oh, that's great. Hey, Sonny.
Yeah, it's imagine if it's that muscular, worried about an eighth of an inch more muscle.
You got to be toned. You got to be toned. Sonny, thank you so much for the time. It's always great to talk to you, and best of luck with Barbecue Brawl. That's going to be fun to watch.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.